Time now for Commander Keith's Top 5.
Jazz and AJ, Trentolo and Trentolo. Commander Keith, Top 5.
So we have a lot of meetings here at the radio station. Lots of meetings, lots of Zooms, lots of phone calls. And today, and I had a lot of big meetings this week that were very long.
Right.
So today we're doing the 5 things that make me crazy in meetings.
Oh.
Some of them are Keith famous ones. It's my, you know, free
like
bird.
Everybody knows.
Right. When you see me on the street, right. They say, oh, you're really mad about X.
Oh.
It relates to some of these things.
Is it us?
Right. You're number one.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Number 5. Do not be late. This is an easy one. The world has made it so you're never late anymore. Your GPS tells you when to leave your house. Your smart speaker will set an air horn alarm for you now, which is what my daughter now wakes up to. And then your email nice. Tells you when your next meeting is. It counts you down. Like Outlook will say your next Zoom is in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. So you have 0 excuses. So now, if I have a Zoom, you get 3 minutes. So I get in the Zoom. And then, you know, there's a counter that right. says how long the meeting is.
Yeah.
You get 3 minutes. If you are not there in 3 minutes, I will see you in hell. This meeting is over. And this happens every single week. And people don't
show. So the host is late?
Or the guests.
Right.
Like, so usually I'm the host, right? So I'm the host. I'm there. Tick, 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 tick. And then it's at the 3 minute mark. And I'm like, F this guy. Delete or leave meeting.
Right.
What if there are 2 other people in the meeting?
Without like the third person?
The third person's late.
Do we need the third person?
Can you block them?
So it's me, you, and AJ, and okay. AJ doesn't show up. We can have the meeting without
okay.
AJ.
All right.
But if it's me and AJ, I don't think we have the meeting without you, and I say, leave this meeting. Sorry, AJ.
Okay. You know, I'm used to it.
And often, if it was just us and we were waiting for you and you didn't show up, I won't even say bye to him. I'll just say, okay, leave this meeting.
Right.
If Jeff, the CEO, is late...
Different people who pay me, it's a totally different
way. Right. The critters are chirping.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I had this happen with Keith. We had a big company meeting when a change had happened, and it was like everybody, all the markets were connected. I'm like, I can't get in.
Right.
I texted Keith. He's like, I know. Everyone's having a problem.
Right. We've since fixed that.
Oh, good.
There's some growing pains here and there.
Okay.
Number 4, like all things in life, my number one thing, do not be on your phone. We are in a meeting. I'm talking. Someone else is talking. Someone is presenting. Get off your phone. Now, I was in a meeting on Monday and I certainly was on my phone. I am just as bad.
Okay.
So there needs to be a phone setting that buzzes, like zaps you when you pick it up. So for all things, so for people in movie theaters, for people in meetings, you know, the world is so broken. People always have to be on the phone. Oh, I'm bored for 3 seconds. I got to pick up my phone.
Right.
Not if you put it in the setting that it zaps you. So AJ speaking, I'm bored. I pick up my phone.
Right. 110.
Right. I think it would be great.
Or 220.
It's a solution.
Yeah.
To this. And you could do it for kids in schools. So like if this school allows you to hold your phone, but when you pick it up during mass class, zap. Like I think I've solved this problem.
Also, his hair's really...
You know how...
You know if you're not paying attention, your right. hair's just all out like Don King.
It's a lot of hair.
You know how people bite their nails? You can put that stuff on it.
Yeah.
So it like trains your mind to not bite your nails anymore. It's that with zapping.
Nice.
I think it would work. We should call Verizon.
I believe that's called aversion therapy, and it's widely frowned upon.
I think you're probably right. All right, number 3. Be funny. This is a bit tougher if your meeting is about like how you're going to bury your grandfather.
Okay.
But I need a joke really every minute in a meeting if I'm going to stay engaged.
Okay.
So if your meeting is like a long, boring PowerPoint and you don't have a joke, not one, like I can't do it. I need some level of comedy in every single meeting to make it go better. I think when we have meetings, you know, right. you're usually funny, AJ. Like, we do, like, it's funny here and there.
Right, exactly.
But, like, some of these meetings, I'm like, oh, my God, no one's funny.
Like an insurance
this
seminar.
PowerPoint is terrible.
Right.
I can't.
I want to kill all of you.
Right. Every minute, one joke.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be hysterical.
Right, yeah.
But I need, like, a little levity.
Right.
Which radio
four.
Market is the least funny?
We're not doing that. People listen to this. Number 2, do not talk in internet words. I get enough of this in my home life. Low-key, high-key, chopped, bop, slay, all of it. I don't need the work version of this. And it's not the famous one. I'm fine with the old famous one. Circle back, 110%, throw you under the bus. I like those. I'm fine with those. It's the new ones. Let's drill down. I'll ping you. And my favorite from this industry, we're not like DJs anymore or whatever. We're content creators.
Okay.
I need my words to be from 1958.
Okay.
I want all my meetings to feel like a meeting from 1958 where we use regular words.
And we smoke.
Like?
Well, like the ones that, like, we talk normal. Like, we talk like this.
Right.
Normal.
Right.
This is normal.
And we'll have, like,
instead of saying, let's unbox this, right. Let's talk about it.
Right. We don't have scotch and cigarettes.
Well, I like that, too.
Yes.
But the content creator word is really the one that, like, boils my blood now,
yeah.
Because so many people say this, like, you know, if you work at Apple, I guess they even say it, too, like, every dickhead's a content creator, and, like, this is what we do now, and I can't. We're just entertainers, we're DJs, we're normal things. Words from the 50s. That's what I got with that one. Shut up. I'm right about that. You'll see. Somebody will say this to you over the weekend, and you'll say, oh, I hate this person.
Right.
Stop saying these words. And number one, the one thing we do really well here that we should do in all meetings is food. This is an idea I could get behind. If we're having a meeting between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., that should be bagels and donuts. 11 to 1, some type of lunch. Anything after 1, coffees. This should be like in the Bible.
Right, stay away.
So no food.
No, I like food. That's what I want.
No, but no food after 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's just coffees.
Right.
But coffees all the way till 5 o'clock. Then we switch to dinner meetings, okay. Which we don't have a lot of here.
No.
But the only time where there's no food
so
is...
So no pizza at a 4 o'clock meeting.
No, that's coffees.
Right.
Coffee.
Coffee still think pizza. It's... Ooh, hesitation.
That's why we don't show up to 4 o'clock meetings.
But our meetings are usually at 10, and 10 to 11, I have nothing.
Right.
No bagels, no donuts.
There's nothing.
11, we kick it to lunch, gotcha. So you're out of luck.
Okay.
If we had a 9 o'clock meeting, you might be all right. I might bring bagels, but at this point, no, you're out of luck.
Great.
And yeah, that's it, guys. So make your meetings better.
Okay.
That's what everyone should work on. Let's drill down on them.
Jazz and AJ. Trentolo and Trentolo. Commander Keith. Top 5. Jazz.